Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. And tonight, I'm excited I have a debut author on the show, which is kind of an extra treat for me, I'm not going to lie. And Jackie, your pen name, you're going by J.K. Like, is that right?
Yes.
Did I get it right? Oh, and like, everybody, it's L-Y-C-K-E. So it's
and it's
not
actually pronounced likey, yeah.
Oh, it's likey. Whoops.
It's likey. Oh. That's okay.
Likey. See, and now if I had just automatically looked at that and said likey, here's how luck works. You'd have been like, no, no, no.
The other way around.
It's like, and I'd be like, darn. Well, it is an awesome name on the page, and I'm so excited for you. And your debut book is called The Trouble with Lords, which I'm not going to lie to you, it's a fantastic, fantastic title. So
thank you.
That's a fun one. So now you're writing, am I right? It's a fantasy. It seems to be in the fantasy or the fairy tale categories on Amazon. Is that where it belongs?
Yeah. No, actually, it's a romance. It's a historical romance. I think it just got popped into the wrong category. But
oh, okay. I thought it was historical, and I was like, why is it in the mythology category?
No, I saw that too, and I went, okay. But no, it's actually a historical romance. That's what I've read for probably since I was in high school, so.
I love that you admitted to reading Nancy Drew, by the way. I'm just gonna put that right up front, or at least that was in your bio, and I was like, yes.
Yes, I can remember when I was very, very young going after all the Nancy Drew books.
Yes. So historical, I grew up, historical romance was just the first introduction to romance, and I never got over it. It's like your first love. You never get over it. So who was your real historical romance, like this is it, first crush author?
Oh, goodness gracious. I read Bobbi Smith, and she lives in St. Louis, in Missouri. Actually had an autograph copy from her one time. Sophie Jordan.
She's sweet.
And
she's a really
sweetheart.
Nice lady.
I got to meet her a couple of years ago up in at La Cantera, the bookstore up there. And then I got to see her again at RWA when it was in San Antonio. That was just amazing.
Yes.
Of course, you. I read some of yours. I need to read the second one in your Devil series. I need to get a hold of that pretty quick and go back and read Blind Aphrodite.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm behind on those.
Well, you'll find as an author that happens more and more. So now you're in the club with me where it's harder to find to read when you're writing. And you want to, though, because you want to stay up with sort of, you want to keep, you know, one foot in the pond, I guess. It's always a good recommendation. But I think you'll like Devil May Care. Thank you so much for putting that on your list. So
I love the first one. I loved, loved, loved Lucifer in the first one. I was just like, oh, my goodness.
Right?
He was great. I loved it.
I got some flack for that because it's against the rules to make Lucifer the hero in a book. I don't know if you got that note, but against the rules. So, but I thought if I'm going to write a paranormal, I would like to break as many rules as I possibly can. That was my goal, and to just have fun. So
right.
I'm so glad you liked it. A lot of people like Malcolm.
I liked Malcolm too, but I loved Lucifer. He was great.
He's good. He's so good. I'm having trouble replacing him.
Oh.
I am.
Yeah.
Like you have to have a new guy in the job.
Right.
And so far,
right.
I've been unable to fill that position. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
So it's vacant. The desk is still vacant. Book three, and the desk is still vacant. That's still.
Oh no.
There's a regent. Malcolm is running it while they're waiting for a new guy. But
right.
So far so good. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get sidetracked. It's just. Well, you'll do this too. It becomes very real when you start world building. Like it starts to really feel like these people are living in your head and. And they get pushy. They'll start demanding that you write the next book, or they get angry when you ignore them for too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's Welcome. Welcome to the weird world of writing.
I'm finding that out very quickly.
I'm so glad. I am so glad you let me know that you had come out with the book. We've been friends on Facebook for a while, and then you
right.
shared that you had your book coming out, and I just thought that was so fantastic. And I'm so thrilled for you. And it does take a little while. Like, I mean, I know there's overnight sensation stories out there all over the place, but it really does take a while. So I just don't ever want you to get, you know, discouraged. And just
right.
keep going, keep writing books, and the audience will build, and they'll find you, and they'll be, you know, like, oh, I love Likey. Gotta get me some Likey.
Right.
More where that came from. So you're doing medieval?
This one actually was set in, like, 1870s. So it was kind of like
around. The cover makes it look medieval.
Yes. Yeah. It was kind of hard to try and find the right cover for it, so.
Ooh.
But.
I'll connect. I'll hook you up, girlfriend. I know some people, so I will.
I love. Yeah.
I will take care of you.
I love the Victorian era. That's like my favorite.
Oh, me
my
too.
My favorite time period. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love that time frame. So.
Well, you know that about me. I am hooked into the Victorian, and it's a very specific. Other people are Regency, 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 and I'm like, there's just something about the Victorian era that speaks to me and. And I just enjoy it so much. So what's the year? The year is, tell me again, in the book.
1870.
Right around the time. So you're later Victorian. Awesome.
Right. Right.
I've been researching the later because I'm doing the sequels to The Jaded. I'm doing their kids. So I'm in 1872, 1879. Oh, my God. And it's completely different, and I'm really enjoying it. Are you liking the research? Do you find is it fun?
It's fun, and since I live in a small town, I live outside of San Antonio, of course. But, you know, for here, it's kind of hard to find the stuff I need. So I'm like, please tell me I got this right. You know, I do most of my research right now on the Internet, and one of these times I'll get up to San Antonio and hit the big library, you know. Plus now, through Facebook, wonderful Facebook, I'm starting to meet other authors, too, that have a real good niche for, like, certain time frames. So it's like, okay, can you help me here? I think Cindy, I think she's coming to Spokane. Cindy Nord.
Yes.
I'm going to try and get a hold
Cindy
of her
Nord
sometime.
Cindy Nord is like a walking Wikipedia. And I mean that in the nicest way. Like, not the, oh, God, Wikipedia. But, like, it's amazing, the trivia. And she has photographs and wonderful archives of things that she's collected over time. I find used or thrift bookstores are a treasure trove. The textbooks and reference books from a million years ago, they're awesome. And so I pay pennies on the dollar because I tend to go to used bookstores for my reference materials. So that's a good one. But a lot of it is online, though.
Yeah.
And
the whole thing started with just a picture of a castle. That's how the whole book started.
Really? You just got inspired when you saw it, or?
I did. It was like a picture I saw on Facebook or somewhere. It was like a castle sitting up on the hill, lightning coming behind it, and I'm just like, what if? You know, and that's where it came from. And so three years ago, I started it, and that's where it went.
Wow. I think what if has led to a lot of great stories, and it's just a wonderful tool. And I love that you're doing Victorian. I'm so excited that you're doing Victorian. We need
and
more Victorian.
My favorite. Yes.
There's just something about it.
Right. And that's why I was like, I'm coming to Spokane, but I'm like, I'm doing Victorian dress. I just got to figure out how to do it right.
Oh, are you? It's complicated. The costuming, I don't know. I'm intimidated. And I keep trying to tell people you don't have to dress up if you don't want to, because I have some people that are terrified of dressing up, and I'm like, no, I think we've had a miscommunication.
Right.
You can wear bunny slippers and pajamas, and I will be so excited to meet you. There aren't even words, but I love that you're going to dress up, so I think that is so cool.
Yeah. I've actually talked to a lady that lives near here. She does hats. That's what her business is. And yes. So she's going to help me set up a costume, the thing, and then help me make a hat to match with it. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm like, and now I have to make a note. And I'm also making a note, hats. Like, I don't even think I've gotten, like, oh, shoot. Here I've been worried so much about dresses, and now I'm like,
right.
Probably look at hats. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, she's going to make me, like, a little one. Not a great big one because of my, you know, my facial features and stuff, but she's going to make me, like, a little one. Kind of like, oh, no, I forgot the word.
Like a fascinator or a,
yeah,
like a
that's
small...
it. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. No, I get those all the time. I'm of a certain age. It's a struggle every day. And I tell people all of my language skills apparently go into the keyboard. So when I'm left for conversation, forget it.
I'm like, just
blank out in the middle of a sentence and, you know.
Right.
I'll cover for you. It's all good. It's all good. So the trouble with Lourdes, so can you tell me a little bit about the story or... Do you want to share?
It's like Lord of the Manor. You know, his dad was the original Lord of the Castle, and her dad mm-hmm. owned the bookstore that's down in the little village of Hetswig. I could write it better than I can say it. Both their parents passed away. Yeah, it's really bad. Both their parents passed away within six months of each other. His dad passes. Her dad passes. So he comes back from London to take over. She takes over the bookshop. There's an older gentleman who was friends with her dad who thinks there's a treasure buried underneath the bookshop. So he tries to convince her to marry him. She says no. And then her and the Lord of the Manor, of course, get together, and there's all these secrets going on. And so, but, yes.
Oh, I love it. That sounds fun. That sounds like so much fun. Oh, I love those stories. Okay, well, I'm not going to lie. I have The Trouble with Lourdes on my Kindle. So I went ahead and snatched me a copy because I have good feeling about you, girlfriend.
Thank you.
This is just the first of many, many books that you are going to write, and there'll be a time, it'll probably happen sooner than I'd like it, where I'm hoping you remember my name and I get to sit at your table.
I'll be like, I'll follow you around.
That's my plan. My plan involves riding your coattails a great deal and dropping your name, kind of like Kanye West. You know, he drops people's names. I'm thinking I'll be dropping your name. I'll be like, you know what? I knew J.K. Mikey before.
Before anybody.
Before she was
that's
J.K.
what my
Mikey,
boss says right now. He's like, I want my coffee to say the best boss ever, which it did. And he's like, and I'm going to keep it 20 years from now. So when you're famous. I knew you win.
I knew you win. Have you signed one yet? Have you signed one for somebody yet?
Yes. I ordered my first 10 that I ordered. I signed those for like my boss and one of the girls I work with, my son, of course.
Right.
My parents, my godmother. Yes, my parents have already read it, and my dad was mad at me. He's like, what happens? You left a cliffhanger. I did. Yes, you did. So
did
I guess
you?
I got to go back and write a sequel.
Oh, no. Oh, watch out. You're going to get some emails for that. I'm just telling now, FYI, said the woman who did quite the cliffhanger in that Black Rose trilogy. Oh, you will get messages. You.
Love
you
that
will.
Trilogy. I'm like, hurry up with the next one. I got to find out what
so,
she does.
You better get in gear with the next one, then. If you've left any loose ends, you'd better make sure you're in good shape,
yes,
or you're going to be in
now.
Big trouble, Missy. Big trouble. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, believe it or not, we have a minute left. See, it goes fast. And I know you hate being on the right phone.
Right.
Not fun, but radio show fun. See how that works?
This has been great. Thank you so much. It's been so much fun.
Oh, this is a pleasure. Everybody, J.K. Likey, and the book is called The Trouble with Lourdes. And I'm just so excited to get to talk to you about your very first and sort of be in on the launch here and the start of everything. It's so exciting. So good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Romance Bookmark. And again, please go out and pick up J.K. Likey, L-Y-C-K-E, The Trouble with Lourdes. And in the meantime, stay safe and warm out there, people. Safe and warm. Okay, good night.
Night, thank you.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.